Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to our program. We are a live call-in radio program where you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Lord Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Steve Classic.
And Richie Rich.
Thanks to you guys for being here tonight.
Appreciate you guys.
Before we go on, we've been talking a little bit about civil asset forfeiture in a particular case out of Michigan where authorities seized an entire building that a couple owned, an immigrant couple, and said, we'll give it back if you buy us two new cars from this dealership.
$70,000.
They held it for ransom.
Yeah. We'll talk more about that in just a minute, but... ForkFest 2022 is coming up pretty quick.
Real soon.
You can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 27th through July 3rd for the 6th annual ForkFest at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which sold out in 2021 and looks to have sold out again this year. So ForkFest takes place the week after that fest. But ForkFest is decentralized, which means there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. All you have to do to join the fun is reserve your camping site, your RV site, or your motel room with Rogers Campground for June 27th through July 3rd. I can't think of a better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving friends and activists here in New Hampshire. You can find out more at the unofficial website forkfest.party. You can also connect with other attendees on the ForkFest Telegram and Matrix chat rooms and find the ForkFest forum. Links to all of that are at ForkFest.party. We hope to see you there, ForkFest.party. All right, so just to sort of finish up, because we're talking about this building that was seized in Highland Park, Michigan, in Wayne County, where this all took place, and... The reason I'm continuing the story is because you might think, if this is your first time hearing about civil asset forfeiture, you might think that there's some sort of mistake, you know, this is a special or one-off case, and like most of the time...
Isolated incident,
yes, thank you.
Clerical error, maybe?
Yeah, something... This doesn't happen very often, I assure you, right? That's, some people are thinking that in their heads if they're listening, but I assure you...
Just like earlier, what do you mean the police don't have a duty to protect?
Wayne County, where Highland Park is located, has an aggressive asset forfeiture program, particularly for cars. It seized more than 2,600 vehicles between 2017 and 2019, raking in more than $1.2 million in asset forfeiture revenues, according to public records obtained by the Mackinac Center for Public Policy.
I know you don't want to do the math, but that sounds like one car a day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They just stole one. Like, they just picked a dude at random. Like, we're going to pull him over. We're taking his car.
Well, there's...
What, are they selling on eBay Motors or what?
2 years, that's six, roughly 800 in a two-year period, right?
Six, so more than that.
More than one
so
a day.
More than one a day, 2,600.
Okay.
In a two
three
year,
cars a day.
In a three-year period.
Okay.
So 3 years, three times three would be nine. 2.
2 cars a day. All right.
Wow.
About.
Thereabouts.
In one little county.
Yeah. This is near Detroit, but it's not Detroit.
Okay.
You know? So
they roll the car off the factory floor, and they go, like, we'll take that one. Just pull him over for something.
Throw some dude in there and pull him over.
So 2,600 vehicles in this span of time. Of those, 473 were not accompanied by a criminal conviction, and 438, no one was even charged with a crime. In 10 cases, the cars were seized under suspicion of a drug violation, even though the records say police didn't find any drugs. None.
None.
Suspicious white powder.
None.
we suspect there's drugs in here, but well, we were wrong.
Sprinkle some crack on it.
What was your suspicion? What tipped you off, Einstein?
It was an immigrant driving the vehicle.
Michael.
Or a minority.
Wayne County prosecutors typically offer to settle such forfeiture cases and return the owner's car for a $900 payment plus towing and storage fees. $900
Brother-in-law does the towing and storage, too, I bet, because that's usually, you know, hundreds of dollars to get it out once they've impounded it.
I just want to see if they have an example of the notice. It looks like notice of seizure and intent to forfeit, blah, 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 blah. If you want to call the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office, their phone number is 313-224-6688. That's 313-224-6688 for the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office.
Give them what for?
Ask if you'd like to give them.
What do you ask them? Like, did you have any used cars for sale?
Be like, hey, why are you extorting people for their cars and for their buildings? We think that's bad. So, Delden said, that's the attorney for this family, says, though the Cosbiel's forfeiture case was never properly routed through the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office. So, like, these guys are just FUBAR all the way around.
So they held that building hostage, right, for 17 months.
Yeah.
There's no, like, storage or, you know, fees on the building. But if they're taking a car and storage and towing for 17 months.
Yeah.
It's probably going to cost you more than a new vehicle.
Well more, yeah.
Well more to get it back.
Yeah.
And so average, you know, average American citizens, they let it go. They just steal it, and what do you do?
Back to blue, huh?
You can't afford to get it back anyway.
The Wayne County Prosecutor's Office did not immediately return a quest for comment.
Oh, good. Blow up that number then.
What's that number again? 313-224-6688.
Yeah, I think so. I already closed the test.
Wow. Because I'm calling tomorrow. Oh, they're closed.
That's a Gemini mind trick. Or Jedi mind trick. Yes, thank you. The Wayne County, they didn't return a request for a statement. In a statement to WXYZ Detroit, a spokesperson for the prosecutor's office said, it was not aware that the city was negotiating its own settlement.
We don't know what we're doing.
That's how extortion works. Yeah. They just bypass the legal channels.
Today, one day after the WXYZ Detroit reported on the fiasco, Highland Park informed the Cosbiels that it would be giving them back their building.
Nice.
So,
if they pay the back taxes on it.
Their lawsuit is still ongoing. Now, here's the problem. Another problem, right? So, first of all, the problem is they did this, and they, of course, knew that they were in the wrong, and they wouldn't give it back until the press got a hold of it.
Right.
Right? And, no, the press got a hold of it. Oh, we should. Hey, sorry, we'll give you your building back.
Busted.
Right? Only because the press got wind of it.
Shined a light on the situation.
Now, I imagine that this couple is going to win their lawsuit. The problem that I have, of course, when they win their lawsuit is that the money that they're going to be awarded for having their building held hostage, extorted from them, and costing them a whole bunch of time. I don't know if they were allowed to use the building or not during this time, but whatever it is, they certainly, you know, there's some pain and suffering there. When they ultimately win this lawsuit, the money that they are awarded is not going to come from the Highland Police Department or whatever department.
What? Where would that money come from?
Well, it's going to come from the taxpayers.
No.
And the people who actually committed this extortion are going to face nothing.
This should be one of those situations where the entire force is fired, the police department disbanded. Like when the whole defund the police movement, this is it. This is you know, case one of defund, because they don't deserve to be in existence at all. If their whole budget is reliant upon extorting people to the tune of two cars a day.
How many other people in Highland Park have they done this to, Delden, their attorney wonders. My clients are fortunate enough to have had the resources to come and hire me. They're paying for me to fight for their rights, but this is expensive. How many people in Highland Park didn't put up a fight?
2,600.
Wow, you could probably have a class action lawsuit there. That many cars, that many people?
Yeah. So, abolish police. Replace them with free market security agencies, right? If you want a product, if you want a service, the market is the best place for you to find that. Police currently have a monopoly on this. You have no choice in providers for your security services. It's about time to end that. 603-283-6160. Do you think it's time to abolish police? Let us know. This is Free Talk Live.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Wow. Some good timing, Richie Rich.
I tried.
Hold on.
That's why I extended the end a little bit.
And we're back.
Yeah.
Thank you for again, thank you for listening to this program. Free Talk Live is the name. You can find out more about our show over at freetalklive.com. If you missed any part of tonight's show, of course, you can go listen to this sometime after the show's over. And the archives go back for, I don't know, a decade. I don't know how far back it goes, but it's a long time. So yeah, if you like the show, go over there, check it out. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Steve Klasik.
And Richie Rich.
The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Let's go straight away to the phones. And let's go with Jack in Washington. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live.
I was going to talk about gun rights.
Okay.
Kamala and Biden made some points or made some statements today that were kind of scary. I don't know if you
saw them. Camel Toe Harris, is that right?
Yeah, or up at her heels in the air, Harris, I think is also her name. So I'm just kind of throwing out a hypothetical, which I don't know if it is anymore, but what happens, and this is in all of your opinions, if they really, like, let's say they were able to get away with an executive order to go away and take away any assault rifles or AR-15s, how does that play out with this kind of in the middle free country, not really, you know, do we fight back? Do we let the government thugs take our guns? You know, how does that play out, in your opinion? Do people fight back? Do the militias start? Do we just get our guns over?
Should it come to where they're like, we're actually physically coming to take your guns? I know Richie Rich mentioned we saw it, you know, during Katrina down in New Orleans.
Already happened.
And
they did it.
People were just like, here, right?
They weren't necessarily here, right? But the timing is crucial because when they come for your guns, it's not going to be the time to fight back because you will be alone and they will come in force individually to take your guns. Yeah. There'll be five of them.
But in the greater, you know, picture, I think that when that occurs, that sadly, if you just look at history as your guide, right, historically, blood has been shed. Now, I can't tell you what to do personally, and, you know, I'm not offering advice of any kind, but I think that it will involve bloodshed, sadly, and I do not want to see that, which is why I want to gather here in New Hampshire with like-minded people where it's totally fine for me to just carry my piece wherever I go. I can conceal, I can open carry. Other people have guns. There's very few restrictions here.
If the federal law comes down, though, do you think that the New Hampshire enforcers are going to back you and your right to carry, or are they going to back the feds and prohibit?
Well, what about shall not be, shall not be infringed?
Yeah.
Thought to repeal.
Generally speaking, people who derive their paychecks from government support other people who derive their paychecks from government.
Mm-hmm. That's what I would think.
That's an assumption. I don't know that for a fact.
So right now it's safe to carry.
Yes.
And have all the, you know, weapons and ammo and firearms that you wish here in New Hampshire.
Yes.
Because it's protected here. But who knows?
Well, and that's why it's important to continue down the path to our goal of secession.
Absolutely.
Which is now on the platform.
Which apparently the Libertarian Party has just added to their platform. I don't know if you've been listening all night, Dave. Sorry, Jack.
I think that's what's naturally going to start happening. If that were to happen, and I don't think we're too far off right now, you know, based on what I'm hearing.
Go ahead. No, finish your thought.
No, just, Republican or Democrat, you know, they're obviously our, I hate to say enemy, but they are. And they're going to pretend battle each other against these red flag events, which really seem that way, you know, involving the police and every other government agency in this country.
Yeah. And they've certainly made it clear that, the regular people are their enemy. That is very clear to me.
Okay, and that's one thing that I sticks in my craw a little bit about the gun community in general, the greater gun community outside the liberty community, is the law-abiding gun owner, right? Because all that means is if they pass a law, you're going to follow the law
and
turn in your guns.
Yeah.
But the important thing to realize, and this is, you know, already been taken care of by Ghost Guns and Cody Wilson and the Ghost Gunner, right, is the tools to manufacture your own is already readily available to anybody that wants it. So even if they say there's a ban on, you know, AR-15s, they're too late. Because you can already, you know, mill it down from a block of aluminum.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's next? They're going to ban blocks of aluminum? Like, where does that end?
Yeah.
And as long as you can mill it down from a block of aluminum, you know, using the tools available to you, then the only thing that happens is they know about a lot less guns being manufactured. Because unless you send up a red flag to, you know, the feds or to the ATF or the AFT, that you have an arsenal in a gun safe in your basement, right, you can manufacture as many as you want.
Yeah, I know. When I was growing up, I remember a friend of mine's dad had a little locked room in the basement that we managed to, I think he maybe left it unlocked one day, and, you know, I don't think we broke in, but I think, like, the lock was ajar, and we were like, oh, what's in the secret room, right? Yeah. We were hoping for pornos or something, you know, whatever. What we found was he was making his own ammunition.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was a little, like, shop type thing. And
reload.
He had empty shell all lined up and all the stuff, right? All the gear that you
need. So learn how to do that too.
Yeah. So that was
save your brass.
And to your point, just real quick, I actually watched a documentary. I think it was in Vietnam or Thailand.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just what I don't know if that was Richie Rich, but they were, you know, grabbing that block of metal and they're manufacturing guns right out there in like the jungle.
Yeah.
There's a whole documentary about it. You know, they were making them anyway. Yeah, and who's going to get those guns? Is it going to be the good guys, if there's such a thing?
Well, I don't care who gets them, right? Because that's the other misnomer, is that criminals are going to follow the law all of a sudden. You ban the guns, and they're not going to figure it out?
Yeah.
They're crafty.
Well, and let's not forget, too, what happens. So you mentioned Lagos, law-abiding gun owners, right?
Yeah.
So let's say everybody in the United States currently, which is probably not true, but let's just say 100% of the gun owners are law-abiding gun owners, and then, like, tomorrow they pass a law about, I don't know, bump stocks or, you know, magazines or whatever.
Forced reset triggers, because that was
okay, forced reset recently. Trigger. All of a sudden, a whole bunch of formerly law-abiding gun owners are now criminals.
Felons overnight.
By some dudes, you know, maybe in robes or whatever, like
not
putting words on paper?
Bureaucrat at the ATF signs a piece of paper and you're a felon overnight.
Hey,
what
Jack,
are you going to do?
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Yeah, I think the decentralization of gun manufacture is one of the greatest things to happen to society. 603-283-6160. Are you manufacturing your own guns? Give us a call. Let us know.
Or don't.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tragedy in the Lone Star State. After one of the deadliest school shootings in U.S. history, the shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, leaving 19 children and two teachers dead, along with the alleged teenage shooter. The aftermath is sparking a political debate over mental health services, school safety, and gun laws. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Arkansas Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson shares his thoughts while reflecting on the recent shooting.
We have to look at how we can better secure our schools, and it is about the single point of entry that, by blocking it open, allowed the gunman to come in.
The president and first lady spending much of their Sunday in Uvalde meeting with the families of the victims of this shooting. This is USA Radio News. The former president is continuing to host rallies across the country. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles News Bureau, Ellie Andrews has the details.
Former President Donald Trump rallied for Harriet Hageman, who's mounting a primary challenge to Wyoming Republican Representative Liz Cheney.
Liz Cheney has helped the radical Democrat Party weaponize the national security state and law enforcement against MAGA and MAGA supporters.
Representative Cheney voted along with nine other GOP House members to impeach former President Trump.
The pain at the gas pump continues this weekend as AAA is reporting the new national average is now $4.61 a gallon, the highest price the United States has seen in 10 years. AAA is predicting over 35 million people will travel by car this Memorial Day weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
The captain,
Steve Classic,
and Richie Rich,
and we're here doing a radio show called Free Talk Live. The telephone number, if you'd like to join us, is 603-283-6160. We've got several calls on hold. We'll get to those. If for whatever reason you're trying to get in and you can't, just keep trying. If you get a busy signal, something like that, just keep trying. 603-283-6160. Before we go on, I do want to take a moment and say thank you to tonight's amplifier. That would be Jenna Talia.
Nice.
Seriously, like, you know, these guys put in their names. And
you let them pick their own usernames, and this is what they come up with.
Anyway, Jenna,
so much for freedom.
Jenna Talia, or Talia, I guess is probably how it's pronounced, right? Jenna Talia is a platinum-level contributor to the AMPS program. What is an amplifier? What's the AMPS program, you might ask? Well, if you go over to amps.freetalklive.com, you'll see what it's about. You can contribute to getting this radio program that you're listening to right now onto more radio stations, onto, you know, more platforms, broadcast further throughout the world, maybe more satellite stations than we're currently on, all that kind of stuff. We only ask for $5. You can give more. Jenna Talia is a platinum level subscriber, meaning she's giving $25 or more.
Maybe she.
Yeah, we don't know.
Be a neckbeard and a fedora.
I'm going by first name here.
Okay.
It is first name Jenna. Right?
Okay.
Like J-E-N-N-A, right? At any rate, So, 25. So if you're listening to this program, you enjoy the topics, you enjoy the hosts, you enjoy the content that we bring, you enjoy the co-hosts, please consider becoming an amplifier and helping us spread the message of freedom, peace, and prosperity to, well, the whole world, because, I mean, we are online, so it's global. Anyway, thank you again, Genitalia. We appreciate you.
Yes, we do.
With that said, let's go to, I believe, Steve in Northwest Georgia.
Hey, so I wanted to get y'all's opinion on something.
Okay.
First and foremost, I work with a bunch of communists.
I'm sorry.
That's what happens when you join a commune.
No, it's what happens when you work at O'Charlie's. But I work with a bunch of communists who, they're just pretty hateful, and they hate the fact that, one, I believe in Jesus, and two, I believe in self-governance. And they also, they brought up a good point. Like, how are we supposed to feel about Memorial Day, right? As volunteers, as anarchists, as Christian anarchists, as whatever word you want to use, I lost friends overseas.
Yeah.
And I think that most people that join, the best way I've heard it put, best people in society serving the worst people in society. How should we view this as a community? How should we view tomorrow?
That's a great question, and thank you for calling and asking it. I'm thinking we might all have slightly different opinions, but do you want to go first?
I mean, I'm going to enjoy the day off, and I'm going to barbecue, but I'm not going to memorialize anybody, because screw those guys.
Well, I think, like he said, it's the best people serving the worst people. I think there's a lot of propaganda. Even I know, the NFL, the military pays the NFL to make it all patriotic.
Yeah, to do, the flyovers and have the military there.
The Tunnel to Towers 9/11. I joined right after 9/11. I listened to those commercials. Yeah, you were suckered in.
It's a recruiting event to these guys.
It's a recruiting event,
I can't tell you how to feel about any of this, Steve. I can tell you how I feel. I feel like anybody who joins the military has been duped. And if they haven't, then they're likely a psychopath, because they're joining because perhaps they enjoy killing and want to, be a part of an organization where that's okay.
That's the main objective.
To me,
college money.
To me, the most ridiculous thing that exists on planet Earth is a bunch of young, mostly men, who join this organization and get sent to Lord only knows where to fight other men who also don't know each other on the behest of politicians who refuse to fight themselves, right? If these politicians are so adamant that this country over here is doing something bad, then they need to get off their asses and go do something about it themselves. But they're not. They're the real cowards in this particular scenario, the politicians are, because they won't lend a finger to their own cause. Instead, they will take your children, your sons, and your daughters and send them over to kill or be killed.
And where will the politicians be tomorrow? There'll be a Memorial Day parades.
Yep.
Giving some speech.
They'll shake hands and kiss babies.
Oh, yeah.
I think that anybody who joins the military, at least in my lifetime, has been duped. If perhaps they go in with noble intent. They want to, I want to serve my community, or I want to do something good for the world, or I want to travel, or, I want money for college, right? They have some sort of noble intent. Maybe it's veiled. I don't know. I can't speak for anybody who joins. But I'm going to assume that they want to do some good in the world. They've been duped, in my opinion.
And even if duped, I still don't feel bad.
And even a politician who gets in, for good reasons, turns bad. eventually.
It's the system.
Right,
it's
yeah. The organization,
corrupted and corrosive.
Right. Yeah, the organization is already based on immoral and unethical acts. That is theft and coercion. Right, the forcing of, you know, at a gunpoint, right? Legislation, every law has a gun behind it, all that kind of thing. The entire system is already based on unethical and immoral premise, making the whole organization itself evil, no matter what you do. You can have the best intent in the world trying to join the government and turn it into a charity organization is insane. It's not going to happen.
Well, when I was a kid, I always remember two things, one from my mother, one from my father. My mother said, always buy a car with cash. My dad says, never join the military. He was in the Army. Never join the military.
Like, Steve, okay. You got anything else, Dan?
So you said that, you know, in your lifetime, everyone that's joined has been duped. Do you believe that there was a righteous America at one point? Do you believe there was a righteous war? Because it's like, I look at history and I really want to think that World War II is righteous until you learn about Prescott Bush.
Yeah.
And then you think about World War I and you learn about this guy. And so, like, do you think there was a righteous America at one point?
I mean, based on history, no, I don't really. I think some people maybe had a good idea. I'm talking about the what people call the founding fathers, right? They maybe had a good idea. They wrote some really nice-sounding words on pieces of paper. But as Lysander Spooner.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's Spooner or not. she didn't fill me in on the details. No. Lysander Talk Spooner, I'm paraphrasing, but he said the Constitution, maybe one thing or another, but either it has created the empire as we know it today, or it has failed to prevent it. Either way, it's unfit to exist. Thanks for the call, Steve. Let's move right along, and let's go to, what do we got? We got David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, the saga continues. So this
the Sega Genesis?
The Sega Genesis, yes.
All right, go ahead.
This Judge Tommy Jewell, who is married to Judge Angela Jewell, or was or is, or some form, some combination of that. Judge Angela Jewell was the first judge to illegally traffic my children. Oh, I hear music.
Hey, hold that thought, David. Stand by. Hold that thought, David. Stand by. We'll bring you back. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
And we're back.
Yes, we are. This is Free Talk Live in the studio tonight. It's myself, the captain,
Steve Plasek,
and Rich.
We've been talking about all sorts of things, but the phones are packed. So let's get right back to it. We were speaking with, hang on, let me find him. David, are you with us?
Over here.
We found David. We were speaking with him. He didn't get a chance to say what was on his mind. What's on your mind tonight, David?
Yeah, so anyway, the reason this matters, Judge Angela Jewell retired in New Mexico. She's originally trafficked my children, and I say that emphatically. I can prove it in court. Angela, you illegally trafficked my children, just like M. Monica Zamora did, whom I did prove with unanimous decision at the New Mexico Court of Appeals did illegally traffic my children. Nepocestuous, yes, correct. New Mexico, everybody in New Mexico already knows, and we're just going to say it for those that aren't in New Mexico, that everything in New Mexico in government is nepocestuous. It's you got to be related, or you got to be having sex with somebody or whatever, and then you get in. You get that government job, and you get some power, and you like it. You like the money, you like the power. So,
doesn't matter who you're having sex with? Or just anybody?
Yes, it worked exactly that way, Richie. Okay. Judge Angela Jewell was a judge, and her husband is a judge. Imagine that, two judges married to each other. And Judge Angela Jewell separated me from my children illegally, Angela, and I never saw them again, and that's why I care. However, I've never read the newspaper reports, which I've been perusing lately, about the various antics of Judge Tommy Jewell that has transpired over the last number of decades. It seems his house is not so clean, yet they pass judgment on other people. And Tommy is back in the news. Tommy is currently doing a public service in the employ of the taxpayers in some way, shape, or form. He's some sheriff's advisory board, and I haven't fully
read
in on
that. You got a point. Get to it.
Well, it won't conclude this time. I'm just giving you the narrative, and it won't conclude this time. So you can just whenever you hit a time limit, you can cut the call, and I will pick up where I left off.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the call, David.
To
be continued, the ongoing saga of David Olson in New Mexico.
That was perfect.
Thanks for the call, David. We appreciate it.
Dump button.
Let's go to Nadia calling from Montana. Nadia, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. Listen, I know of an incident that pertains to gun control.
Okay, go ahead.
And it sticks in my mind because this mother and daughter and father went into a restaurant for dinner or lunch, and a guy came in with a gun, and everybody hit the floor, and the father got caught in the middle of the floor, and he was shot. And the mother crawled over to cuddle him while he was dying, and the man walked over and shot her in the head. And the daughter, who was hiding behind a table that was turned over, and she said, "Oh, my God, I have a gun permit to carry a gun, but I left it in the truck. And if I had it with me right now, my parents would not be dead."
Oh, yeah. She testified in Congress. I forget her name, but she's, like, really well-known.
Thank you. Thank you for remembering, because that's what I think about carrying guns. You ought to be able to take care of yourself, because there aren't enough police in this whole world to get here on time to take care of you.
So here's one of the issues with that. The restaurant could have their own policy that says gun-free zone, and then you could choose whether or not you want to, you know, go to that restaurant knowing you can't carry.
Oh, my God, that would be just like the theaters when that kid went nuts. He saw three theaters right next to each other.
Yeah.
And the one said gun-free.
Yeah.
And he went in there and shot everybody.
Yeah,
and the two other ones that had the guns, he didn't touch.
That's the thing about government. Is government. Yeah, government creates these situations where you have what I'm going to call sitting ducks. Right? Yeah, you have a theater or a restaurant or a school filled with people who are completely disarmed. Right? And if anybody with, you know, any sort of mental illness or any desire to create harm to a whole bunch of people can locate these things, which we all can, why, that's what we have. And we're seeing all of that, including the incident that you're mentioning, including the shooting in, that just happened in
Uvalde,
thank you, and also Buffalo,
yep.
Right? The same kind of thing. These are sitting ducks, right, just ripe for somebody who wants to do something like this.
Yeah.
And if you research it, you'll find more cases like that than not.
Oh, so, agreed.
But the problem is, even with gun control, you're not going to stop the crazies from finding ways to do harm.
Exactly.
Right? This is not a utopian situation where, you know, gun control goes into effect and all of a sudden, like, all the crazy bad guys become good. Because they're all of a sudden law-abiding criminals, right?
Law-abiding criminals.
It's not a thing.
It's not a thing.
They'll pick up knives or whatever. No, like you guys said, they will get what they need.
Right. The only thing you can do is, like the West Virginia one, is be prepared to defend yourself.
Yeah.
You know, get whatever tools you need, get whatever training you think is sufficient, right? And then be prepared to act if you are ever in that situation. And that's the best you can hope for.
And what is a shame, though, is that there aren't really any media outlets, save for maybe this show, who are upholding this lady in West Virginia as a hero, as somebody who prevented a potential mass murder. Because it was prevented, so it can't be called a mass murder, so it doesn't make the headlines.
Exactly.
It wasn't a mass shooting.
Right.
Exactly. You guys are great. I'm so glad that you're talking about this. And pray that we're not left with no guns, because then we'll all be breaking the law.
Hey, Nadia, thank you for the call.
Which is fine. If they ban it, right, then just break the law, right? Find those tools that you can manufacture your own, pick some of those up, and get prepared in advance.
Yeah, I don't understand the mentality of people who want to tell other people that they cannot arm themselves.
Like, especially from the people who have they have bodyguards. You know, politicians, they got Capitol Police. Yeah. They're protected.
By guns!
Yeah. Right. Yeah, look at the number of people surrounding, you know, President du jour, whoever it may be on the chair at any given time, or Mayor du jour, or Senator du jour, whoever it is, you know, your city councilman, whatever. Most of these folks have men surrounding them who are trained and armed. And if you're going to listen to celebrities tell you that you don't need guns, well, they got their own bodyguards, too. Guess what they're carrying?
Well, I'd like
they're
to,
not carrying pens.
I'd like to see Hollywood ban the gun. Let's ban it in Hollywood first.
Well, I think...
No more guns in movies. That's
I
bad.
Think if governments want to pass legislation that ban guns, then they should start by putting their guns down. Lead by example. Yeah, show us how it's done.
Less gun-free zones and more free gun zones.
Like the British police, free, just with the Bobby baton. Yeah.
Halt, or I'll yell halt again.
Or I'll blow a whistle. Those bobbies.
Yeah, it really bothers me that politicians will not lay down their own defenses and show us how it's done.
Because they know...
Well, I know that they know, but the general public, and I'm saying this for our listeners' benefit, not our regular ones. Our regular ones kind of know what we're about. But folks who may be just tuning in, maybe they're getting ready to listen to the program that comes on after we're done. This is our final segment. We only got a couple minutes left. So these people who want to tell you, you shouldn't own a gun. There's no reason for you to have a gun. Here's the reason why I need a handgun. It's for a little bit of tyranny. The reason I need...
Up close tyranny.
It's easier than carrying a rifle.
For the further away tyranny, I might need a rifle. And for the fully automatic submachine gun, or fully automatic assault-style machine gun, well, I need that for a lot of tyranny.
So what, the other thing that people might not know is you can buy a machine gun in the United States. You just have to pay a tax for it.
Yeah.
So you can get one.
Yeah.
They're available. They're expensive.
I think you can buy a cannon, too.
Yeah, despite what Joe Biden says, you can own a cannon.
Yeah.
Always could.
I want an F-35.
I'm
saving up.
Save up your Pepsi points.
I think about getting a larger piece of property in the future than I have now, and... I think a beautiful yard decoration would be a tank.
Yeah.
Or silhouette targets all over the property. Keep out.
And that's the tanks we get. This whole thing about, when there is somebody who's obviously having some sort of an episode going in and shooting up these sitting ducks, these places are always created, it seems, by government. Right. Oh, it's a gun-free zone. You can't have guns there. And then that makes them an easy target. Where else are they going to go?
And even if it wasn't a government-created gun-free zone, if it's a gun-free zone, you may not want to be there.
We're out of time. If you missed any of the program, check us out over at freetalklive.com. Thanks and peace.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.